obviously a show like this gets us geared up for spring, like especially if we're looking at maybe some warmer temps. Maybe we'll start to getting queued up a little closer. I'm curious, first of all, just kind of attitudes you're hearing at the show. What are the guys thinking?
Yeah, I think there's as the weather gets nicer here, guys will come out of the woodworks a little bit and get a little more excited for things. The trend of the show has been corn's wildly popular, sunflowers are wildly popular. Wheat is going to be strictly a rotational crop from that aspect of things. But yeah, for the most part, people are been pretty quiet all winter, but now people come out of their shell here as we get closer to March.
Any concern about a dry spring? Certainly, we had that worry last year, and it didn't turn out to be an issue.
There's definitely some talk about it. You know, if the weather proceeds to stay warm, people are going to probably prefer for it to stay warm and see some moisture. But I think March will provide hopefully some snowfall, and we'll stay cold and maybe get that moisture built back up. But some nice rains in certain pockets last fall have eased that worry of a drought. But definitely need some rain at some point here to get things going.
Guys, you're going to be looking at cutting expenses this year. What can they do to watch that bottom line, but also make sure we get what we need out of these fields?
Yeah, I think, I mean, when you look at the extras going into a crop for this year, I think maybe shaved. I think one place a farmer can't look at shaving is in weed control. I mean, the weed control, you shave one year, you've got another 3 to 5 year headache if you don't get the right weeds controlled, and they get out of control for the next couple years. So I think definitely penny pinching going on, looking at ways to save money, but yet still get a cross-spectrum weed control across all their fields.
New stuff, you've got a new herbicide in the cereal market?
Yeah, so we're really excited this year, Tolvera herbicide. It's a cross-spectrum broadleaf and grass component for winter wheat, durum, spring wheat, and barley. Features a group 27, group 6 chemistry. The group 27 HPPD in there is brand new to the cereals market, never been used before. So what we see out of that product is very good control of wild oat, green and yellow, or not wild oat, but green and yellow foxtail control, even on resistance scales, and then a nice complement with barnyard grass being picked up too. And then when you look at the broadleaf side of it, you get kochia, ragweed, water hemp control as well. So wide open rotational flexibility for the following year. We have a sugar beet label that's to rotate back to that's pending right now with EPA. Looking to have that reviewed Q3 of 25. So for the beet grower, not an application allowed this year to go back to beets in 26, but any other crop, potatoes, dry beans, canola, wide open the following year. So really, really good rotational flexibility with the product as well as crop safety.